Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:48 in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. As the Republican primary rolls along, it looks like Rick Santorum is gaining some momentum while Mitt Romney maintains his lead. The question is, how are women viewing these candidates, and how are or who will likely garner more of their votes in the general election if President Obama doesn't win them all? To talk about that, I'm joined by Margie O'Meara. She's the president and founder of Momentum Analysis, a Democratic public opinion research firm. Margie, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks so much for having me.
So from the outset, it's safe to say that you really don't like any of the Republican candidates and you wouldn't be voting for any of them?
I'm not voting for any of them, but living in Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter that much how I vote, but I won't be voting for any of them. And this is just one of many issues on which we disagree, obviously.
So when you look at the way women vote, if you look at a previous election that between Bush and Kerry, we saw Bush getting more of the married women vote while Kerry was a strong leader among unmarried women. Is this a key split that we usually see in elections?
You know, that's an interesting question. There's a few pieces to it. First is, it's not so much that being married versus unmarried makes a difference. It's not that the day you get married, you walk down the aisle and all of a sudden you want to vote Republican. It really comes from the demographic differences that comprise married versus unmarried women. So unmarried women are going to be younger. They're going to be less religious. They're going to include more minority women. There's going to be a variety of demographic characteristics that are going to drive that married versus unmarried split, and that's why you see that difference. In fact, actually, there's a larger difference in vote turnout between married and unmarried men than there is between married and unmarried women.
But is it correct that married women tend to vote Republican certainly more often than unmarried women?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely, no, it's definitely true. It's definitely true. And, you know, I think one of the key things that we're going to see in this election that we didn't see as much in 2010 is you're going to see Democrats really focusing on women's issues that affect not just married women or unmarried women, but, you know, women across the board and the men and children and their families. So, it's something that is crucial for Democrats to do well that I think we didn't do as good of a job with in 2010.
Well, you know, Democrats don't apparently have too much to worry about. The Wall Street, or recent Wall Street Journal NBC News poll just came out recently, as it said that President Obama currently has an 18-point lead among women over former Governor Mitt Romney. So tell me, if you were to advise Mitt Romney, how should he go about trying to change that balance?
Well, Mitt Romney, you know, he unfortunately, I think he ends up having more. You know, he's had so many different positions, right? It's hard to know exactly where his position is. But currently, because he's in this tough Republican battle, he is staking ground far to the right of where he's been as governor of Massachusetts. He's been all over the place. I mean, the Health Care Reform Act that passed in Congress, that was modeled off of his plan in Massachusetts, it does a lot of really good things for women's health. It has mandatory maternity care coverage and mandatory breast cancer coverage, and it requires or allows kids to stay on their parents' health insurance through to age 26, and those are things that women support. And, you know, Mitt Romney at a different time might have tried to take credit for the fact that the plan he inspired does all these things. But he has to run away from it. That's just one of many examples. Choice, birth control, in this latest birth control debate, he's taken all kinds of positions. Initially, he said, well, we shouldn't be involved in a married couple's decision about birth control. And then he went back and said, well, actually, I misspoke. We should be involved in a married women's decision about birth control.
Well, what about, let's say, taking on a female running mate? It didn't work for John McCain, but assuming that Mitt Romney makes a different choice, would choosing a woman for the VP spot maybe move the vote over to him?
You know, he has so many different groups that he needs to shore up as of right now that, there's no single VP pick that's going to work. I mean, he can have a woman. And, you know, some folks are saying he needs a woman. Some folks say he's going to need a Latina. Some folks say he's going to need someone who's really far to the right to help his base. And it's just going to be really... It's going to be really difficult for him to do that. So, you know, he's just behind the eight ball on too many different groups. I don't think, you know, that's the first thing. The second thing is there's no VP pick that just kind of flips the switch for all the women in America and makes them change their minds.
I'm talking to Margie O'Meara. She's the president of and founder of Momentum Analysis, a Democratic public opinion research firm. So when we talk about reproductive rights, do women view a candidate's opposition to abortion differently than a candidate speaking out against contraception coverage or use? Is that a line that a candidate looking to get their vote should not cross?
There are really two separate issues. I mean, the abortion debate, it is important to the folks on either side who are the hardcore believers, right? And those folks, they vote the way they're going to vote anyway, right? They just want to see where the candidates are, and they'll help them make up their minds. Then you have the vast middle that ultimately is not voting based on a candidate's decision on abortion at all anyway. And then you have the issue of birth control. And 99% of sexually active women have used birth control. So to be part of that 1%, as Republicans like to do for some reason, so they want to be part of that 1%, that's not going to really help them. And if people don't see it as a part of the abortion debate at all. And also, don't forget that a lot of women have to take birth control pills as part of a medical condition because they actually need to take them as part of fibroids or something else and has nothing to do with their sexual activity. Mm-hmm. So, I think that, women know that, and a lot of male Republican candidates don't know that.
Other than the reproductive rights issue, what would you say is the number one issue for women, if there is one across the board, that directs their vote towards a candidate?
Ultimately, it's the economy. The economy is important, making sure that women can have all the tools that they need to stay self-sufficient, help their families, put food on the table, save for college, put themselves through college, all of these things. These are the things that women talk about, that I hear them talk about when I do focus groups and when I listen to women around the country. They're not saying, hey, I wish someone would take away my access to birth control. They're not saying, hey, I would like to, sit around and use really inflamed language about the president. Or, hey, I really wish my member of Congress would not do anything and just get into a huge fight anytime any compromise was out there to be made. That's not what they're saying. They're saying, I'm concerned about paying for college. I'm concerned about taking care of my parents as they age. I'm concerned that my husband may lose his job or my parents may lose their job or I may lose their job, my job. These are the things that women are concerned about. And Republican candidates, when they get into this track where they're so far to the right, they use heated rhetoric. It's just far outside where women voters want to be.
Okay, a minute left. Does President Obama have a charm that makes him maybe more popular among women than perhaps an older, less attractive candidate?
Well, I think compared to the Republican candidates in the field, yes. I think that, Newt Gingrich obviously has difficulty with women voters that he's not going to be able to overcome or turn around. Mitt Romney doesn't seem like a mean guy, but he has a hard time connecting to anybody, and I think that that's clear. We've seen that time and time again. He just has a hard time seeming natural. And Rick Santorum actually can do a pretty good job seeming natural, but nonetheless is really only talking to a very small group of people, and that's just going to hurt him, no matter what. Nonetheless, anyway, he has a hard mass problem ahead of him in terms of getting the delegates he needs to.
Margie O'Meara, president and founder of Momentum Analysis. Margie, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Interesting stuff.
Oh, thank you. Anytime.
All right.